Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Tes. I'm going to pick up from Daf Chesam Abay's last line. That's the end of the sugya that really finished yesterday. So yesterday, the discussion was all about Shever Brachas and then Halachas about what happens in a Beis Avel as well, and in particular, the conduct of a funeral with the Takanos of Rabbi Gamliel and everything. So that concluded with the two dots on the bottom of Chesam Abay's. So today we're going to pick up there. Today's shiur, sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. And also for a refuah shalema for Yosef Eliezer ben Shendel Reisel. We hope he has a refuah shalema betoch Shar Chole Yisrael. And we thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today we're back to the heart of the Ksuva Sugyas that we actually started discussing in the Mishnah. So we'll all recall in the first Mishnah of the Masechta that we did over a week ago, we had said that a Besula is supposed to get married on Wednesday night. Why is a Besula supposed to get married on Wednesday night? So that if the husband has what's called a Tainas Besulim, if the husband has a claim of Lamatzasi Labitcha Besulim, that the woman who we got married to on the assumption that she was a Besula, it turns out is actually a Be'ula, you should be able to go to Beis Din right away. Because Beis Din used to convene on Monday and Thursday. So if she gets married on Wednesday, she should be able to go to he should be able to go to Beis Din on Thursday, and he should be able to raise his Tainas Besulim. And we had seen when we did the Mishnah that if he raises a Tainas Besulim, if he claims that the woman who he got married to on the assumption that she's a Besula is in fact a Be'ula, he would be usher to continue the relationship with her because we're afraid that she was mezana when she was tachta, that she was mezana when they were engaged and when there was an isser for her to be with another man. Today we are going to focus on what exactly the taina of this guy is. In other words, when he says, L'matzasi l'bitcha besulam, when he goes into Beis Din and claims that the woman who he got married to, on the assumption that she is a besula, is in fact a Be'ula, what exactly is he saying? In other words, is he saying that there is no Dam? In other words, that I never found Dam Besulim? Or is he saying Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, which is a way of saying that I was able to tell that she's been with another man because there was no membrane there that he had to break on the initial Bia. And generally speaking, he felt as if there was something that had already gone down with the woman not involving him, and therefore he felt that she wasn't a besula. So there are two different tainas that he's potentially able to make. We're going to focus on which of these tainas we are talking about and what he is believed to do with these tainas. In other words, is he only believed to say that she's usher to be with him? Is he believed to be mafsid her ksuba? Because we know that a besula gets a ksuba of 200 zuz, an almana gets a beula rather, or an almana gets a ksuba of 100 zuz. So what exactly is he believed to do, and what is he not believed to do, and what is the exact type of taina that he comes to Beis Din with, and what are the mechanisms of the taina? So fundamental daf today to help us put in perspective and understand the halachas that we mentioned in the Mishnah. So again, let's begin. Chesam Abay's last line. So again, as a hakdama, there were two signs of a woman being a besula that will be evident during the Maisa of Bia. So the first is that she'll be constricted and that he'll feel some resistance when he goes in. And the second is that she's supposed to bleed after the Maisa of Bia. And so we're going to talk about which of these claims he's coming with. Now, both of these signs of being a besula are present in a girl only when she is a nara, however, or when she's really a katana. Once she's a bogeres, one of these simanim starts to deteriorate. Either the vaginal canal starts to expand a little bit, or maybe she doesn't have as much hymenal blood when she has bia. We don't know which of the signs it is, or there's a machlokas rather, which of the signs it is that tends to deteriorate once she grows a little bit older. But again, The two simanim are one that he's supposed to find the Pesach Sasam. He's supposed to find it very constricted. The second is that he's supposed to find blood. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar. So says Rav Elazar, turning over to Tesamid Aleph, Amar Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. If a person says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, Neman La Osra Alav, he's believed to Aser her on him. However, he is not believed to kill her. In other words, he's not believed to say, oh, the fact that I found Pesach Pasuach, the fact that I didn't encounter any resistance means that she must have been Mezaneh. He's not believed to say that. We don't trust him like that because it's not really Edus. So Rashi points out that the reason that we say that the taina that he comes with is a taina of Pesach Pasuach and not that I didn't find blood, even though not finding blood is a lot more objective. So Rashi says we're not talking about the taina of not finding blood. Why? For one of two reasons. Either because she may be from a certain family that the Gemara will mention. There was a family that their girls didn't really have dam besulim. So the fact that he didn't see blood upon the initial bia doesn't necessarily mean that she wasn't a besula. Maybe she came from this family, or maybe the reason that he doesn't have a tain of dam is because they lost the sheet that they had bia on. So in other words, you have to bring the evidence. You have to bring the evidence and say, listen, we had our first maisa bia, we had our bia rishona on this sheet, or the Gemara calls it on this mappa, on this cloth, and lo and behold, there is no blood. But if he lost it, if he lost that mappa, then he obviously can't come with a taina of damim because there is no evidence that's left. However, he is coming with a taina of Pesach Pasuach. The Ritva says that the taina of Pesach Pasuach is as strong as Edim, and therefore, if he says Pesach Pasuach, meaning that it just doesn't feel like she's a Be'ula, even if he found Dam, she would still be usher to him. Why? Because with him saying Pesach Pasuach, this is the concept of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha the Isura. Because he's claiming that she's a Be'ula, therefore in his mind she's a Be'ula, so to him, she's going to be usher to him, because he's the one who says that she is a Be'ula. There is a whole din in the Rishonim whether this concept of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Di Isura, which we actually saw at the end of Yevamos as well, but Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Isura, but there's a din in Rishonim when we say Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Di Isura, if that's a din in Nemanus, and whether that's a din in neder, maybe it's a din in neder. And if it's a din in nemanus, then maybe we believe him when he says Pesach Pasuach, even if she's able to bring blood and say, listen, here's the blood, here's the dam basulim. How could you say that Pesach Pasuach matzasi? Because maybe the dam that she brings is not dam basulim, maybe it's dam maka, maybe it was caused in the Maisa Bia, but it's not Dam Besulim, or maybe she brought the blood of a bird or any other animal and is trying to pass it off as human blood. The Maritz says Lechora it is a din in Emanah, so the Ritva is right. It's a din in Emanah, it's not a din in Neder. Why? Because if it was a din in Neder, then why do we say that Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Di Isura? As soon as he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, then she's permanently going to be usher to him. What do we know about a Neder? A person's allowed to be shoal on a Neder. A person's allowed to retract a Neder. So when he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, if he's saying I swear, she is usher to me because I am claiming that she's usher, he should lechora be able to be shoel on the neder, and then he should be able to be with her. The fact that we don't see a case where he's shoel on the neder is because lechora, it's going to be a din in nemanus. The Rishonim are also medayin. What type of guy is believed to come with a taina of Pesach Masuach Matzasi? The Rashba says that the only time the guy is believed is if he already had bia. However, if the guy never had bia, then he's not believed, because how does he know what a Pesach Pasuach is and what a Pesach Pasuach isn't? In times of the Gemara, these people were very young adults who were getting married, and it was their first experience. This guy has no clue what he's supposed to be finding and what he's not supposed to be finding. But from Rashi, it's mashma that he is believed even if it is his first Maisa Bia. However, he's believed only to asa her on himself. He's not believed to cause her to forfeit the ksuva. Because again, to forfeit the ksuva, which is a monetary penalty, we're not going to believe the guy, because the guy doesn't have a clue what he's supposed to be experiencing, and therefore the guy is not really going to be believed. Okay, and then there's another din as to whether Pesach Pasuach, whether this din in Nemanos, whether this is like quasi edus, is valid, is effective, even where she comes with a tainas bari, even where she comes with a tain of I know for sure that I never had bia, or if it's only where she's silent. But there's a whole dion in Rishonim just to know what this taina is. Let's assume that it's a din in Emanus and that it's a din of Shavian of Sheikh Haticha di Surah. So he says, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, according to him, she's a Ba'ula, therefore according to him, she's going to be Aser. Says the Gemara, why is she Aser to him? Okay, good, so she's a Ba'ula. But why is she Aser to him? Sveik Sveikahu. It's a Sveik Sveikah, it's a double Suffolk, and in a double Suffolk, we're always lenient. Suffolk Tachtav, Suffolk Ein Tachtav. It's a Suffolk, who says that she was Mezane while she was engaged to him? That's the only circumstance in which she's going to be Aser to him. If she Stam had Bia before she was engaged to the guy, she's not the Beis Yaakov girl. That's not the appropriate thing to do. However, it's not a problem. I mean, it is a problem, but she's not going to be usher to him. So first of all, why is she usher to him? First of all, it's a suffix taktav, suffix gain taktav. It could have happened. The Maisa Bia could have happened before they even met. Vimtim Salomar taktav. And even if she had a Maisa Bia while she was engaged to him, suffix bonus, suffix paratzon, it's a suffix bonus, suffix paratzon. And we know that if, God forbid, a woman was nanas, if a woman was raped, then she's not going to be Aser on her husband. So why do we say, just because Pesach Pasuach, she's definitively going to be Aser, there were two tzdadim as to why she might not be Aser to him at all. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha Veshas Kohen, because we're dealing with an Eshas Kohen. So what do we know about a Kohen? A Kohen's not allowed to be with his wife, even if she was Nenas, even if she was raped. A Kohen's then not allowed to be with his wife. So there's only one suffix here. The only suffix was, did it happen while they were engaged, or did it happen before they were engaged? Vibas Ema Beishes Yisrael, v'gon the couple ba'abua kedushim p'chusa, vibas gimel shanim, v'yom echad. Or there was a situation where the father accepted kedushin for the daughter when she was younger than 3 years and a day old. And therefore, it's borur that this obviously happened under his watch. This happened while she was engaged to him. Why? Why was it borur that it happened when she was engaged? Because what we had learned in the Gemara at the end of Maseches Yevamos is that if somebody is a real sicko and wants to have a Maisa Bia with a woman who's with a girl who's less than three, then it's like sticking a finger into an eye, is I think what the language that the Gemara uses. It doesn't have any effect. So in other words, if he says Pesach Pasuach, because everything just goes back to the way it was. There's no Dam Basulim, there's no Pesach Pasuach, there's no nothing. So if he's saying Pesach Pasuach, then that obviously means that there was a Maisa Bia after the engagement, because before the engagement, you wouldn't have sensed that there was any difference there. Rashi also says that it definitely took place. So the reason that there's only one suffix is because we know that it definitely took place after she was engaged, and therefore the only suffix is whether it was ones or ratzon. Whether it was Ones or Ratzon. Now Rashi says, therefore, we have to be dealing with a guy who got engaged to the girl before she was three, and the guy got married after she was 12. Why? Because again, the only suffix we definitely know was Tachta. We definitely know that it happened while they were engaged. The only suffix is whether it's suffix Ones, suffix Ratzon. However, we also know the Gemara tells us that Kol Pito Iktana Ones, that any time a ktana has a relationship with an adult, that's considered a statutory rape, even in the times of the Gemara. So that's rape. So in other words, if she was engaged when she was three, before she was three, and then she got married before she was 12, then there's no tzad less, or there's no tzad to aser on him, because we know it definitely happened. It definitely happened when she was over three, when she was engaged, but it was by definition an ones, and if it was an ones, then she should be mutter. Therefore, Rashi has to say that we're talking about where she got engaged before three, and when she got married after 12. Okay, so says the Gemara. So my kamash malan. So what chiddush are you telling me in this shtickle Gemara? Tanina, we already have learned this in a brisa. So says the Gemara, what does it mean, my kamash malantanina? So Rashi says, Sha'adam neman halatzmo lesser lo asam l'tar alpiv. We already know this concept. Shavi anafshe chaticha di surah is not a new concept in Ksubas. As we said, we've already been discussing this concept at the end of Maseches Yevamos. Of course, if the guy says that something is usered him, then it's going to be usered him. So ha'omer le'isha kidashtich, if a person says to a woman, I was Makadish, I gave you Kedushin. V'yomeres lo kidashtani. And she says, what are you kidding? I would never accept Kedushin from you. No, we're not married. See, Mutaris Bekrovav, she's mutter to marry his relatives because according to her, they're not married. However, who Asur Bekrovasea? But he is Asur to marry her relatives. Why is he Asur to marry her relatives? I, the woman, contests his claim and says that they're not really married because he claims they're married. That Shavya Nafshe Chaticha di Sura. Therefore, her relatives are going to be usher to him. And so we already know that there's a concept of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha di Yisura. So what's the Chiddush over here in our Gemara telling me this concept? Says the Gemara, Ma'al detem alsam devadai kimle, avalacha meikamu delo kimle. I might think, well, over there, where it comes to the Kedushin, the guy knows that he gave Kedushin to the woman. So in other words, he is absolutely 100% certain that he gave Kedushin to this woman, and therefore he's going to be believed to aser her krovim on him. However, over here, is he 100% certain when he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi? Does he really know what Pesach Pasuach is and what it's not? He doesn't really know. And therefore, maybe I would think that even he himself, even his statement himself is not powerful enough to render her usur to him, to Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura, Kamash Balan, yes, he can usur her on him, even with this somewhat nebulous, with a somewhat uncertain claim of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. Says the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Lazar Achid, but does Rabbi Lazar actually say this, that if a guy comes and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, then the wife is going to be usher to him, then the woman is going to be usher to him. Says the Gemara, Vamar Avilazar, Ein Isha Nesaris Al Bala, a woman only becomes usher to her husband, Ela Aliske Kinui, Ustira, Uchamaisa Shahaya. That the only circumstance in which a woman is going to be usher on her husband is when there's Kinui, and when there's Stira, and Maisa Shahaya. Kinui means where the guy says, I'm warning you, don't seclude yourself with this guy, because he's a suspicious character, and I don't trust you guys together. Stira is where there were Edim who come and say that she was miyachid with her, and the Maisa Shahaya, Rashi points out, is like the Maisa of David and Bathsheba. But the point of that, and we're going to get into the Maisa of David and Bathsheba also, very interesting, but the Gemara's point over here is that we had said, Rabbi Lazar had said previously, that a woman is only usher to a man when there are kinui and stira, which is al yedei edim, when a guy says in front of edim, don't seclude with this guy, and then edim come and see her secluding with this guy, and kamaisa shaya, we'll see what that is, like the maisa of davim and Sheva. But the bottom line is, how could you tell me that Rabbi Lazar in our Gemara says that when he brings a taina on his own and says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, that Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura, and therefore she's going to be usher to him. We thought the only time when the woman is usher is when there were edim. Over here there were no edim. Says the Gemara of Itzbara. Says the Gemara, hang on. Well, the comment that you just made makes no sense because you said that a woman only becomes usher with kinui, stira, with a warning, with a seclusion, and the Maisa Shaya, and like the Maisa David and Bathsheba. Maisa Shaya Bekinu V'Stiru, that the Maisa Shaya of David and Bathsheba, there was no Kinui and Stira, there was no Uriah telling Bathsheba, don't seclude yourself with David HaMelech, there was none of that. So the whole comment that you made no sense. V'od, Mias Rua, hang on, this is the paradigm for the type of woman who will be usher to her husband. So we're saying that a woman won't be usher to her husband unless there's Kinui, Stira, and it's like the Maisa Shahaya, like the Maisa in David and Bathsheba. But we know that there's halacha that if a woman is usher to her Baal, she's usher to her Boel, meaning that if Bathsheba would have been usher to Uriah, she would have been usher to David as well. So how can it be that David was living with Bathsheba if she was usher to him their entire life? Because we see a Gemara, I think it's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, maybe that Kol Shomer David Chata in Elatoa, that anybody who says David HaMelech sinned is mistaken. So obviously Bathsheba wasn't usher to Uriah, and therefore she wasn't usher to David. So how could you tell me the paradigmatic example of a woman who's going to be usher to her husband is Kamaisa Shaya? In the Maisa Shaya, she wasn't usher to her husband, because if she was usher to her husband, she would have been usher to David HaMelech. And Chas V'Shalom, you can't say that. Says the Gemara, holo kasha, it's not a kasha, because hachi kamar. Eina isha neseres al baila, the only time a woman is usher to her husband is elal iske kinui and stira, if there were ede kinui and ede stira, mi maisa shahaya, from the maisa shahaya of David and Bathsheba, delo havi kinu v'stira velo itstira. that where there was no kinyan and stira, where Uriah never said don't seclude with David, and there were no estira, there were no edim that they were miyachid, and therefore they were not usher on each other. Says the Gemara, mikom malkam kasha. In Pesach Pasuach Lo, but according to you, still Akasha. You're going to tell me the only time the woman is ushered her husband is if there were Ede Kinoi and Ede Stira. But if the guy comes with a Taina Pesach Pasuach, then she's not going to be ushered to him. Ulatameich, but according to you, Kinoi Bistira Im Edim Lo. So what's the implication? That if you have Kinoi and Stira, then yes, but if you don't have the formality of him telling her, don't seclude yourself, and then you have Edei Yichud, but you actually have Edim who witnessed the Maisa Bia, but technically you don't have Kinei and Stira, so then she's not going to be Aser to him. Ela Hachi Kamar. Eina Isha Neseres Al-Baila Beid Echad Ela B'Shtei Edim. That ordinarily speaking, if you want to bring testimony that an actual Maisa Bia happened, that has to be with two Edim, not only with one Ed. However, Vikina Vistira, Filibad Echad Nami, and Kine and Stira, even if you have only one aid to the Kinoi, to the warning, and one aid to the Yichud, not two Edim, still she's gonna be also on her husband, who Pesach Pasuach Kishne Edim Dami. And Pesach Pasuach is like two Edim. So it turns out that the Gemara is now saying as follows. There are three ways that are really two and a half ways that a woman could be usher and her husband. Number one, with two edim, shnei edim, like anything in the world. If there are two edim to an act, then you could usher the woman on him. Number two is with kinei and stira plus eid echad. So in other words, an eid echad on the kinei and stira. And then number three is Pesach Pasuach. And what the Gemara is saying is that when you give a tain of Pesach Pasuach, that has the force of the testimony of shnei edim. Says the Gemara, okay, v'chitema ma'isa shahaya m'mnei malo asrua. So let's get back to talk about the more important thing on the daf, which is this ma'isa of David and Bathsheba. So the ma'isa shahaya of David and Bathsheba, why was she not usher to him? In other words, you said that one of the bases for usering a woman on her husband is if there are edim. Right? And there were plenty of Edim who saw David and Bathsheba, not necessarily having Maisa Bia, but certainly being Miyache, there were certain, and therefore they can make an inference that if they were living together, they for sure had a Maisa Bia. So if there were plenty of Edim who saw them secluding with one another, who saw them living with one another as husband and wife, so Edim is one of the ways that she should become usher to the Baal. Once she's usher to her husband, she should be usher on David HaMelech. So Taka, why wasn't she usher to David HaMelech? Tosfa says, if you look at the bottom, Tosfa's may malo asrua perish akuntras vahalo osa maisa beedimu vein nira then idia dua larabim haya shabia labesa mikongam lakarag kemakol bishvosvarish of may edim lo shimesh. Tosfa says, I don't really understand Rashi's comment that there were many edim. There were edim that you walked. There were edim that they lived in the same house. There were no edim that they actually had a maisa bia. David HaMelech wasn't having bia in front of edim. Venira lari lafareish, and the re explains like this: Vim tomar debesa pachzuach kishnei edim dami amaylo asrua leDavid. The David haya yodea bavadei shenivala. In other words, the kasha is not on the edim. The kasha is that on the fact that we said previously Pesach Pasuach is like shnei edim. That if the guy comes with a taina Pesach Pasuach, then that's like to edim, and he's believed to aser her on him. So David certainly knew that she had Pesach Pasuach because she was living with Uriah beforehand. So of course she had Pesach Pasuach. Fafal pi isha asa tshuva mikol makom ikva v'im haiso asura lo haya osa tzadik lo kolo l'isha. And it's impossible to say that she was asur, says Tosfos, because if she was asur to him, then there's no way that David HaMelech would have taken her as a wife. So how is it that we're able to reconcile that David and Bathsheba were allowed to stay together? Says the Gemara, Hasam Onesu. Over there, Hasam Onesava. Over there, it was mutter for them to stay together because it was an Ones. And the meaning, what does it mean in Ones? It means that Bathsheba was a Katana, and Pitui Katana is called Ones. And therefore, and in other words, it's not that David was Ma'aneser, because you can't Chas V'Sholom say that David was Ma'aneser, because it's not a righteous thing to be Ma'anes young girls. And the Gemara had said, we saw previously that anybody who said that David HaMelech sinned is mistaken. What it means is that when she was married to her husband, she was a Ketana. And therefore, the maisa bia that she had with her ktana is considered only to make her an anusa. That's considered to be a rape. That's not considered to be an actual maisa bia. And therefore, she was never usher to the baal, and therefore, she was never usher to the boel. So says the Gemara, v'iba asema, the more famous answer, ki yada amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, amar Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Shmuel and Nachmeni says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, kalayotza l'mechemez beis David, anybody would go out to the mechemez beis David, get krisus kosev li'ishto. They would write a get krisus to their wives. What does this get krisus, say? So in other words, they would basically write a conditional get. That's the way Rashi explains it. Rashi says, She'im yomos b'melchama tap Rashi, yehi get miyom ksivaso, that if the soldier dies in the battle, this should be a get from the day it was written, v'arei meis Uriah b'melchama, and we know that Uriah Taka died in the melchama. Therefore, because he had issued a conditional get to his wife, it should be chal from the day that it was written, and he died in the battle, then we know that retroactively she was divorced, and therefore David was able to be with Bathsheba. So if you look in Tosfos there doesn't like this pshat at all, because Tosfos the Ramaskel call kol yosel mechama beis David get krisas kosev liishto perish bekuntres shem yamos b'mechama ye get mishas ksivaso v'kashal arbeinu tam two kashas dimkain my kol yotze. What does it mean kol yotze im lo mahani elolami she'ain lo banim v'yesh lo yavam? That we're going to see that this type of get only is effective to somebody who doesn't have children and somebody who has a yavam, meaning that she stands to do yibum. So what the husband wanted to do was he wanted to prevent his wife from having to undergo the yibum. And if he would die in Melchama without any children and he has a brother, she's going to have to be miyavim to the brother. What we have seen in the end of Maseches Yevamos is often these relationships were very contentious. The Gemara left it as a suffix, if you'll recall, whether a woman likes her yavam or not. So the husband wanted to protect his wife and prevent her from ever having to fall to Yibam. Therefore, he would write a conditional get. Says Rabbeinu Tam that if this applied only to somebody who didn't have children and who had a Yibam, then why are we saying that kol ha'yotze l'melchama beis David? It's not everybody who goes out to war writes a conditional get. It's only a guy who doesn't have kids and has a brother has to write a conditional get to his wife. So that's one issue, and then the other problem is that the other problem that we should all be thinking about is if the type of get that we're referring to is a conditional get, meaning that if he dies during the war, then it's going to be a get retroactively. So it's only a get retroactively if he dies during the war. Now, David and Bathsheba were together even during the war. Now, yes, he put Uri on the front line, so he put him in harm's way. But how did he know that Uriah was dead? How could you say that it was this type of conditional get? So if you skip all the way down to like the end of Tosfos, probably five lines down into the skinny lines, which is also into the medium-sized lines rather, which is also five lines before the end of this Tosfos, where he says the first word on the line is the suffix, where he says V'Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish Kosev Get Krisos Lagamre Below Shum Tnai, not a conditional get. They would every soldier would write a real get. Ulaperish kasha, my kari le suffik eshes ish, have a grusha gemura. Now, if everybody wrote an unconditional get to their wives before they went out to Melchama, so why would this be called the suffik eshes ish? This is a vadai grusha. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Vam Rabbeinu Tam, the kari la suffik eshes ish, lefishai megarshim bitsina. The reason that it's called the suffik eshes ish is because they would all divorce their wives, but they would divorce them in private. Shalaye no dav yikvitsu aleim bnei adam lakacham, because if everybody knew that they had divorced their wives, then all of the eligible suitors would line up out the door, and they would try to take these divorcees out. And Rabbi Natan says, Rashi's pshat, where it was a conditional get, is untenable. Because if it was a conditional get that's conditioned on him dying during the war, how could it be that David was having bia with Bathsheba during the war, anticipating, relying that he was not going to return from war? We can't do that and assume that he's not going to return from war. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam explains that it was a bona fide, legitimate get. It was called Safek Eshes Ish because it was given in private. So how do we know that they would have, back in the Gemara, how do we know that they would have this practice of giving this get krisos? Because it says, "D'chsev ves achicha tafked l'shalom ves aruva sam tikach." My vessel of some tikach, Tani Rabbi Yosef Dvaram Muravim Beinola Veina. In other words, it's they would take the gittin, which would suspend the things which were Mu'urav Beinola Veina. In other words, it would suspend the Kedushin that David learned from Yishai, Rashi explains, to take gittin from all of the soldiers in the army, and he took gittin from everybody before they went out. So Amar Abaye Afana Nami Tanino, we also learned this. Besula Nisais Liyom Ravi, because it says Besula Nisais Liyom Ravi, Liyom Ravi in Liyom Chamishi Lo. So it says that that the Besula gets married on Wednesday, not on Thursday. My Taimo, what's the reason? Mishumikruri Daita. Because we don't want him to calm down, because we want him to get married right before the time that Beis Din sits. Say, if he comes with a Tainas Besulim, if he comes that Lamatsasi Labitcha Besulim, then he's not going to have time to calm down, because Beis Din convenes the next morning, he's going to go right away to Beis Din, while he's still all agitated. Says the Gemara, Ulamai. Now, Lagabe what alacha? Because again, we had said, this is going back on what we began the day's daf with, which is that Rabbi Lozer says that if he says Pesach Pasuach, he is neman to aser her on him. So the question is, what exactly, we're questioning the fundamental principle. What is it exactly that happens if he says Pesach Pasuach? So says the Gemara, Ulamai. So, lemesa b'laksuva, if he's believed to have her forfeit the ksuva, so nesivla. So what are we afraid of? We're afraid that he has to get married on Wednesday so that he could go into court on Thursday, because if he doesn't go into court on Thursday, then he's going to calm down. So what's going to happen if he calms down? He's going to give her the ksuva. Okay, so if he wants to waste, there are worse ways to waste $200. Or 200 zuz than giving this woman a ksuba. So if he wants to give the woman a ksuba, gezenta haif, let him give the woman a ksuba. Says the Gemara, Ella liosra alav. So Ella mai, what is he believed to do? He is believed to aser her on him. In other words, when he comes with a tainas besulim, then he's believed to aser her on him. And because she's aser to him, that's why we don't want to give him an opportunity to calm down, because if she's really usher to him, we want to make sure that they don't live together, that he doesn't calm down before bringing this taina. Says the Gemara, v'kata and taina mai. And what taina is he coming with? My lav de katan tainas pesach pasuach. Is it not that he's coming with a taina of Pesach Pasuach? So we believe, so from here we see that he's believed to come with a taina of Pesach Pasuach, that if he comes with a taina of Pesach Pasuach, he is believed to aser her on him. Says the Gemara, lo, the katan taina's damim. Maybe he's coming with a tainas damim. So says Rashi, tainas damim, the tainim of vereresi, because that's a real taina. This is what we saw in Amud Aleph. Rashi says no. If she is being usher on him, it's obvious that there is a legitimate, that there's an unambiguous claim. There's a definite claim. The definite claim is tainas damim, not Pesach Pasuach, because what does he know from Pesach Pasuach and not Pasuach? He doesn't really know what he's talking about. There were Rishonim who were bothered. If the Taina of Pesach Pasuach is like Edim, if the Taina of Pesach Pasuach is enough to aser her on him, so why do we condition this even on him saying Pesach Pasuach? In other words, if it's a Dinan Emanos, if he knows that Pesach Pasuach, even if he didn't come with a taina of Pesach Pasuach l'chora, she should still be usher on him because he knows that there was Pesach Pasuach. But okay, what the Gemara is trying to do is, the Gemara is now trying to figure out what taina is he coming with? Isn't it that he's coming with a taina's Pesach Pasuach? No, he's coming with a taina's damim. Says the Gemara in Avaita, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Omar Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, Neman Lav Tziduk Subasa, that if a person says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, he is believed to cause her to be mafsid. He's believed to cause her to be mafsid the ksuva. And Rashi explains that Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Elazar that he's also believed to aser her on him. Shmuel's chiddush is that he's also believed to be mafsid the ksuba. Tosfa says that they agree with each other. They both agree that he's believed to aser her on him, and he's believed to cause her to be mafsid the ksuba. They're each just focusing on the thing that they consider is the bigger chiddush. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar says he's believed to aser her on him. Shmuel says he's believed to cause her to be mafsid the ksuba, to cause her to forfeit the ksuba. Says the Gemara in Avaita, Amar Rav Yosef, my kamash malan. What is this chiddush? We already learned in a brisa. If a person eats together with it in his in-laws' house in Yehuda, where they would seclude, where they would have yichud with arusos, with people who were engaged, and if they ate, he ate in his in-laws' house without edim, he is not able to come with the tainas basulim on the wedding night to say lo matzasi lebitcha basulim. Why? Because he is misyachid with her. So if he comes with a lo matzasi, you know why you didn't find Basulim? Because you were miyachid with her when you were engaged, when you were rusos, and therefore you already had bia. But the implication is biyehudu dula masitan. It's only in Yehuda where you're not able to come with a tainas Basulim. Habagalil masitan. But in Galil, you are able to come with a tainas Basulim. So ulamai, but for what purpose? Ilo osra love, if it's to aser her on him. So biyuda my lo. So why wouldn't he believe to aser her on him, even in Yehuda? If the whole thing works, midin shavi anafshe chaticha di yisura, even if he was miyakid with her, if he's going to come and say, lamatasi lebitcha basulim, I never had bia with her, I know, it's really somebody else who had bia. So if he wants to aser her on him, because it's a height, let him aser on him. What do we care? Ela lavla sviza ksubasa. Ela mai, isn't that he wants her to be mafsid? He wants her to forfeit the ksuba, and that's why we don't believe him in order to cause her to lose money when he comes with a taina of Pesach Pasuach, because we're going to say, no, you're not believed to cause her to lose money because we think it was you. The katan taina mai. Now, what taina are we talking about? Lav the katan Pesach Pasuach. So aren't we talking with a taina of... aren't we talking with a taina of Pesach Pasuach here? So says the Gemara, lo, dekatan tainas damim. No, so the Gemara's kasha is, why do we need our brisa to tell us that Pesach Pasuach is believed, that a taina of Pesach Pasuach, with a taina of Pesach Pasuach, he is believed to aser her on him? We already know this from this other brisa of what used to happen in Yehuda and Galil. So aren't we talking about a case where he comes with a taina of Pesach Pasuach? The answer is, no, dekatan tainas damim. He's coming with a tainas damim, And therefore that's a taina brura. So let's just turn over and finish up this little sugya on the top of Yud Amid Aleph. Say Itmar Amrav Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Chachamim Tiknu Lahem Levnos Yisrael Lebsulam Asayim Lamana Maneh, that the Chachamim were Mesakein to the Benos Yisrael that they should have for a Besula a Ksuba of 200. For an almana of 100, v'heim eminu shem amar Pesach Pasuach matzasi neman, and because it was the chachamim were metakein that the woman get this ksuba to begin with, they were also metakein that if he comes with a taina of Pesach Pasuach, then he's believed to be mafsid her. The ksuba. So the implication, the strong implication here in the Gemara, and that's why Rabbi Leibowitz is going to start from the top because he has a lot more here to say than I do. But the strong implication from here in the Gemara is that the ksuba is only a takana d'rabbanan. And therefore, we're going to say, well, if the Rabbanan were Matak and Ksuba, the Rabbanan are also believed to forfeit her Ksuba if he comes with a taina of Pesach Pasuach. Happens to be whether there is, first of all, the problem is that the Ksuba itself, it talks about the 200 Ksubas, the Chazulichi Midaraisa. So there's an implication in the text of the Ksuba itself that it's a Daraisa. There's a huge machlokas we've shown him, whether it's Daraisa or the Rabbanan. And then there's this beautiful explanation that Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig has, that the essence of ksuba is midaraisa, but the particulars of the ksuba, the way the chachamim molded the ksuba in order to give effect to the daraisa concept and paradigm of what ksuba is supposed to preserve as sacrosanct in the marriage, that was all left to the chachamim. And that's why there is a tzad that he's believed to come and be mafsid the ksuba with a taina, because the chachamim are the one who gave her the ksuba. The chachamim can take it away if he comes with a taina Pesach Pasuach. But again, the rabbi is going to start tomorrow with Itmar on top of Yud Amud Aleph. Everybody have a great Shabbos, and I may be back Sunday, depending on what the rabbi's schedule is.